The 2014 demolition of a vacant home at 1011 Wrangell Avenue generated two court actions from the property owners, Karen Ellingstad and husband Fred Trim. The owners had the aging structure taken down after the Borough Assembly in December 2013 declared the structure a dangerous building and ordered it fixed up or removed. The foundation of the home had failed in 2009, leaving it resting on toppled pilings. This suit challenged two administrative searches of the building done by borough staff. The borough's public works director, Carl Hagerman, and then building official Leo Luzak visited the structure in early 2014, took photos and a sample of floor tile, which later tested positive for asbestos. Borough officials wanted to find out if an asbestos abatement contractor was needed if the borough ended up taking down that building. Ellingstad argued those visits by borough staff violated the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which aims to limit unreasonable searches and seizures by government. The borough's attorney, Jim Brennan, argued these searches were reasonable and did not require a warrant. In his April 28th decision, Superior Court Judge William Carey sided with the borough. Carey writes that, quote, Ellingstad did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy with respect to the conduct of the borough in conducting the very limited search of the long uninhabited derelict building, unquote. That case was scheduled to go to trial this month, but Carey dismissed the lawsuit. Following the ruling, Ellingstad said she filed the lawsuit on principle because she did not think the borough had the right to search her building without her consent. She did not know whether she'd appeal that decision. Borough officials and the borough's attorney declined to comment on the ruling. Meanwhile, another case remains undecided. That's the homeowner's appeal of the borough's decision that the building was dangerous in the first place. A superior court also found in the borough's favor in that case, but Trim and Ellingstad have appealed to the state's Supreme Court, which has yet to release a decision. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.